Relationship rehab. Other people's problems, your advice.
Call 321-0931 to help.
All right, every Tuesday we do relationship rehab. We get emails from people. They want your advice. They stand by and they listen. That's what Kurt from Anona is doing right now. He's listening to us. The number is 321-0931. For your input. He says, "Hey, Marco and Crystal, love your show. My fiance gave up sex for 40 days as sort of a fast before we got married. I couldn't handle it, and I cheated on her during my bachelor party.
Oh, geez.
Now, I know I shouldn't have done it. It was a huge mistake, and I've apologized. But is it completely my fault? She denied me sex for over a month. It was a lot to take at a very stressful time for me." That's from Kurt. In Monona, he wants to know, do you think it's his fault that things happened at the bachelor?
Yes, it's your fault, and you should have kept starving as long as it had to go. You should have drank some water and used your hand. I mean, this is ridiculous. You don't cheat.
Yeah, so you think...
There's my opinion.
You think that he did something wrong.
Yes, I think he did something wrong.
All right, 321-0931. We want to know what you think. Let's get to Rachel this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hey, okay, so I totally disagree with her abstaining from sex for 40 days, but thank God it happened, so she knows that he's a total slut and a creep. And if he thinks that's bad, wait until they get pregnant and she can't have sex for 6 months.
Oh, like, God, what? Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So, so you're
not marriage material, not ready. It's a blessing in disguise.
So you're not on Kurt's side. You don't think it was her fault that he cheated on her?
I think it's stupid that she didn't want to have sex. Come on, that's ridiculous. But I think it's even worse that he's a piece of crap and can't keep it in his hands.
Do you like how he's asking if it's completely his fault? I mean,
who does that? What a narcissist.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's kick his ass.
All right. Thanks for calling, hon. We appreciate it. 321-0931. Who knows? Maybe there's somebody out there that thinks Kurt's not really at fault.
Please. I'd like to hear it.
Brittany, good morning.
Good morning.
So what do you think here? He says, hey, she held out and it was an accident at the bachelor party. Wasn't really all his fault, was it?
Yes, of course it was his fault. Like, if you're about to get married, you do not need to be having any one-night stands.
Yes, yeah. Girlfriend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so he's listening right now. So, can you come back from this? He says he's apologized. Now, in his defense, he does say, I know it was a huge mistake and I've apologized. So at least he's done that.
Yeah, and honestly, it just takes time in relationships. And just the biggest thing is actions. So just, you know, show her that, like, you changed.
Yeah.
And, like...
It might take
marriage
a
is huge, so.
Do you think she really wants to marry a man who just cheated on her?
I mean, these women out here are crazy.
women out here are crazy.
They'll deal with anything these days.
Yeah. Well, I hear lots of guys are hard to find, the good ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is true.
All right, Brittany, honey, thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot.
You have a good day.
You too. Yeah, these girls out here are crazy. Let's get to Willie T here. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marco.
So,
hey, Krista.
Hi, honey.
What do you think here? Do you think it's Kurt's fault? He says, hey, man, it was an accident. It happened at the bachelor party.
Nah, I knew it was his fault. Because he was kind of weak, you know?
Yeah.
He's on the verge to make his life right.
Yeah.
And then he go cheat.
Mm-hmm. It's not good.
Come on. That's like the weakest thing a man can do.
Yeah, but 40 days is a long time.
Oh, my God, get over it.
Hey, hold on. Wait a minute, Marco.
Jeez.
You're wrong, bro. I've been celibate for 5 years.
What?
Okay?
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I know. it's from the hurt and the pain of my past.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
And then I realized maybe it was me, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I decided to be celibate.
Yeah.
Okay? There's nobody forced me to be celibate.
Yeah.
It's all inside of you.
All right.
You know?
Yeah.
If you truly want to marry this woman, you know, you keep your thing in your pants.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no. Listen, we get it. That's really good advice. He's actually listening around us. So thank you very much for calling, Willie. That is a good... Man, 5 years. That's
well,
crazy.
You know what? He's protecting himself until he meets the right one. I think that's good.
Yeah, good for him. That's good. Let's get to Chelsea. What's going on here?
I just think it's hilarious that one of the biggest cheaters in the whole wide world is talking about how people should stop cheating and keep their stuff in their pants.
Wait a minute. The guy that we just talked to who's celibate?
Yes.
So yeah.
Celibate?
So you okay? So maybe. We'll, So you were going out with him, and then he cheated on you?
No. I just know of him.
Oh, you know him. Okay. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well, but at least he's changed.
Like, really,
now.
Really personally know of him, so it's hilarious. I was laughing so hard.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I mean, yeah. Thank you for calling, and we appreciate it.
Oh my. Maybe he'll call back again.
Well, we don't want to have an argument.
Well, no, I don't want to have an argument.
But it is two sides to every story. Yeah. So, Willie, you're back here.
Yes, I am. Hey.
We also got.
Man, I was the biggest cheater in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I said I had a past.
Yeah. No, you did admit to that. Yeah. And then now you're celebrating.
I don't think she interpreted that, you know?
Mm. Yeah. No, you did. Your defense, you said you had a pass, and you said maybe it was myself. So you seem like you're.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you were. You
and
have
that's
some
why you've been celibate for 5 years.
Yeah.
Right. Because I had to find myself.
Yeah.
Right.
And realize that I love myself.
Yeah. Right.
In order to love somebody else.
See, that's some good advice. Yeah. All right. So you got back on. All right. So
I'm just curious, Willie, did you know who that person was who called you out?
Well, we changed her name.
We changed her name. I'm just curious if you recognize the voice.
The voice sounded familiar.
I'm sure it did. Because they always do. Yeah.
It sounded like somebody I'm dating right now.
Oh!
And we...